Hey guys, this is Steve Springer. What's going on? You ever heard of me? Of course not. I didn't start in high school. I got cut in college. I ended up playing 14 years in the minor leagues. I spent 11 years in AAA. I got 2 call-ups with the Indians and the Mets. And I've been in pro baseball for 35 years as a player, scout, and a coach. And now I give hitting secrets and mentor Major League All-Stars in the top colleges in the country. I feel God put me in AAA for 11 years to do exactly what I'm doing right now, because whether I'm talking to a Major League All-Star or the dad of a 10-year-old, my message is the same. This is about being a better competitor than you are a player, right? If your compete level ever goes below your ability, trust me, you're underachieving, right? 2 things will happen if you're not the best competitor on the field. 1, you have 0 chance of being the best player on the field, and 2, you're cheating your teammates, right? Your teammates need the right guy showing up every single day. And this isn't just about competing. It's about competing with confidence, because we're all going to compete. But who's actually competing in the game, right? Every single one of you have 2 players in you. I got a confident player who's a really good player, and I got a non-confident player that sucks, and he shows up too much. You know what? That guy can't play anymore, man. If you're playing this game with tension, anxiety, and pressure, trust me, you are playing with the wrong guy, right? I need you playing with calmness, toughness, and focus. It's one of my lines when I speak to organizations. If you want to play with tension, anxiety, and pressure, go join the military. God bless them. That's where that's at. We need to stop playing this game like it's a 3-hour timeout. Nobody's in trouble, right? How do we make this happen? When we're playing a game where I can do everything right and it says I suck. I'll tell you how you do it. You change what you think success is. The batting average is the biggest trap in baseball. I hit 3 balls right on the screws right at somebody and baseball says I suck. Really? Come on, man. It's a trap. I need you guys to get great at hitting balls hard. I need to get great at lining out. When somebody asks you what you're going to do for a living, you tell them you hit balls hard for a living. And if you get a hit, it's a bonus. Doesn't that sound easy? Trust me, it isn't, right? Until there's a hard hit contact title in the big leagues, like I netted more baseballs than anybody in the game, lining out's going to suck. As soon as they have a hard hit contact title at your level, then when you line out and somebody says, way to swing it, you'll say thank you. But until then, trust me, man, it sucks. You guys ever play in I don't give a crap mode? Like you're doing so bad that you don't even care anymore, and then you start hitting. And then all of a sudden you start hitting, you start caring again. I mean, it's a vicious cycle, man. I need you play every single day in I don't give a crap mode about me, because it's not about you, it's about you helping your team. And I need you to walk up to the plate every single day like it's opening day, right? Nobody in the history of baseball or softball has ever walked up to the plate on opening day with no confidence. Why? Because there's no yesterday beating them up. And then on game number 2, it starts. You're 0-4. And then you're 0-2. And then you're like, oh, crap, I got to get a hit. And it happens that quick, man. Hey, man, I could talk quality at bats till I'm blue in the face. The true physical feeling of confidence as a hitter is when I get hits. And I don't care if it's swing and bunt, man. I feel good. When you get 2 hits in a game, you bring that feeling into the next game. But when you're in that 1-for-20 funk or 0-for-4 yesterday, and by the way, if you don't go 1-for-20 20 times, you didn't play long enough. Any big leader that calls me, you know what I tell them? I say, see if you can line out 5 times. You know why? Because it puts you in a really aggressive mindset. And like I said, good hitters line out more. AJ Pollock, all-star center fielder with the Diamondbacks. I've been talking to him since he signed. Right? He was player of the month the first month of the season. Then he was player of the week the 5th week. And he shot me a text. He said, Spring, please keep reminding me that stats are evil. That stats make you feel, man. I don't want you to feel a certain way. I want you to feel great every single day. You ever hear that analogy? Oh, just play with an even keel. Really? Why do I want an even keel? I'm playing for today. I want 100% keel. And it doesn't mean 100% high heartbeat. It means 100% with competing with confidence, right? That's where you need to get every single night. If you don't want to trade abilities with anybody, it's not your abilities problem. It's what you're thinking, man. So let's get our mind right. Let's think the right way. Get great at showing up with the right mindset every single day. And remember this, batting practice, flips, and tee work, it's like checkers, man. We're all good at checkers. The chess game starts at 7, the game. And that's when we need to get our mind right. All right? I want you guys visualizing yourself hitting missiles off the pitcher. If I took half your team and I said, go take batting practice for an hour, and the other half, I said, go visualize for 10 minutes, and you ask me who I think is going to have the better game, I'm going to take the guys that never took a bad swing. The mind doesn't know the body's not doing it, man. See yourself having success. The batting average is never going to go away. And by the way, I'm trying to help you hit your highest batting average. There's not a confident batting average stat and a non-confident batting average stat. It's one stat that has no brain. And this is why we need to get the right guy playing. It is a trap. Your career starts today when you say, I don't care what I hit. Sick of me talking about the batting average? All right. Let's talk about watching the pitcher. Every pitch he makes, man, this will be a game changer. I'll give anybody my house in Huntington Beach if there's a chemistry test in the third inning of your next game. Trust me, there will be no chemistry test. The pitcher's the test, and he's going to give you the cliff notes while you're watching the game. Video on a pitcher 2 weeks ago is great. Watching every pitch he makes tonight is 10 times better. Right? In my opinion, way too many hitters try and hit the fastball, curveball, slide-up, changeup. Oh. They're looking for everything. They're not ready for anything. I'll ask you the stupidest question you're ever going to hear. Is it easier to hit one pitch when you know it's coming or three and you don't? Exactly. And this is why we hunt speeds. If I told you here comes a fastball 100% and you can't put a good swing on it, then go play soccer. Man, we got to be able to hit the fastball. But I'm saying sometimes it's okay to sit off speed. And everybody says, oh, Spring, you're a guess hitter. Yes, I am, buddy. It's educated guessing. It's not flip a coin. Oh, I'm going to sit curveball here. Right? I've watched the pitcher. I know what he's throwing. You guys don't have 5 at-bats a day anymore. You got 27 minimum. 5 of your own and the rest when your buddies are hitting. It's about having a plan. Baseball's about approach, the mind, and mechanics. All three important and in that order. Because I don't care how confident you are, and I don't care how good your mechanics are. If your approach sucks, you're going to lose your confidence and your mechanics are going to break down. Clint Hurdle is one of my mentors, manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he said it as good as you could say it on MLB radio. It's really, really hard to hit 94 and 79 at the same time. And it made so much sense, man. Why would we want to until we get 2 strikes on me? It's like my blackjack analogy. There's too many hitters hit like they got 16 on them, like they're going to bust. I said, bro, we're splitting aces here, man. I don't have to swing, right? If you can't drive it, don't swing. I told that to Mark Trumbo, Major League All-Star. He said, that's your best analogy ever. Problem is, too many hitters are looking for what they want to hit rather than what they're going to get. It's how come we could hit the breaking ball machine in the cage and it turns invisible during the game? Because we know what's coming in the cage. This is why we watch every single pitch the pitcher makes. Let's say you smoke a fastball and now you come up with runners on second and third. Do you think 2 out of 3 pitches are going to be a fastball or off speed? Exactly. So why am I sitting fastball? Please don't take this the wrong way because I always want you to sit fastball until it's time not to. When you're sitting on the fastball, look for it up in the zone. It's going to be easier for you to look for it up in the zone and adjust to the knee-high strike than it will be to look for the knee-high strike, and then he elevates you and you got to come up. When you're sitting fastball and you get a fastball, you know what that's called? It's called harder BP. The bottom line is, if you want to make hitting really, really hard, try and hit the fastball, curveball, slide-up, changeup at the same time. It'll get harder, I promise. Guys, and if you truly want to be a big leaguer one day, the next time you're watching a major league game, watch it like you're going to get an at-bat. You're not a fan anymore. I believe this is going to help you create instincts. Because it's hard enough to play in the big leagues with instincts. If you don't have them, it's almost impossible. When I was a scout with the Diamondbacks, as a national cross-checker, I used to ask the area scout when he'd come in and talk about his kids, does this kid have instincts? If he fudged a half a second without saying yes, I had a hard time voting for him. Develop some instincts. And I believe by hunting speeds and learning how to watch games, and that's how we develop some instincts. If I gave you guys a hitting lesson, you would get sick of me talking about where we attack the baseball, man. And I believe it's on the inside part of the baseball. And this doesn't mean I want you hitting an inside pitch to the opposite field. I want you hitting a bomb to the pull side, but the contact points out in front of the plate a little bit. And remember all those ground balls we hit to shortstop if we're right-handed, second base if we're left-handed? We're on the outside part of the ball. You got great bat speed. You hit it hard. Well, I'm a firm believer in attacking the inside part of the ball. And if I can't drive it, I'm not swinging. Right? I think 3 things get hitters out more than anything. It's walking up to the plate with no confidence because your batting average is bringing you down. Right? It's trying to hit the fastball, curveball, slide-up, changeup, and it's pulling pitches that shouldn't be pulled. And good hitters use the whole field. I believe that hitting is controlled violence. It's not violent violence, not controlled control. It's taking a controlled violent swing on the inside part of a speed that I'm looking for. I need you guys to breathe, right? You're going to be your best athlete when your heart beats between 60 and 80. The only time I want your heartbeat over 80 on a baseball field is when you hit a triple. You want to make 94 look 84? Slow your breathing down. Slow your feet down. You want to make 94 look 104? Get your heartbeat going. Speed your feet up. It'll look 104. When I used to scout and I'd see this guy up there with a heartbeat about 120, all tension, anxiety, it actually made me hyperventilate in the stands. So if I watch you guys play, please don't affect my breathing. Be a good teammate. When you build your teammates up, you build yourself up. And when you break your teammates down, you're breaking yourself down. This doesn't mean a little light ragging, because that's just baseball. But don't kill it. Don't be that guy. Oh, great, here he comes, and the conversation stops till you walk away. This game's going to break me down enough. I don't need my coach, my parent, or my teammate to do it. It's going to do it by itself. All right, I want you guys playing long toss. You have one arm, man. Make it a tool, right? That was the one tool that I had as I could throw. And I would be out 250 to 350 every single day before infield, nice and high, not hard. And when you come in to 120 feet, trust me, bro, you're going to be able to throw it through the wall. You're building bullets. When you play long toss, you are not losing them. Let's talk a little defense, man. There's 15 DHs in the world getting paid. My gut says it's probably not you. But you're going to have a better opportunity to reach your highest level of what your ability says if you could play defense too. Infielders, I need you to be thinking two things. One, every single pitch is going to be a missile hit to me. And I need you to be thinking side to side, left and right. Infielders do not get beat on balls in front of us unless it's a swinging bunt or a blukey over our head. We get beat left and right. If you're thinking, if it's going to be hit to me, you're in trouble. And I even want to take it a step further. I don't want you thinking anymore, it's going to be hit to me. I need you to be thinking, I want it to be hit to me, and side to side, left and right. Anytime you guys are watching an MLB game and you see Nolan Arenado, watch this guy. This guy's amazing, and he's one of the quickest side-to-side guys that ever played the game. He's a living Hall of Famer. I played junior football with his dad when I was 8, so I've known him his whole life, and he's a better competitor than he is a player, and he's a great player. Outfielders, I don't want you thinking the ball's going to be hit right at you. You're 250 feet away, right? You're going to catch it. I need you to get about a 20-yard circle around you, and it's going to drop in that circle, and I have to get a good jump. And make sure you guys have a good heartbeat on defense also, 60 to 80. And the mind's locked in, but loose muscles are quick muscles, man, and we need to get good jumps. How come when we make a great play on defense, bases loaded, save 3 runs, and I went 0-for-3 during the game, that's not considered 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs? It should be. If our whole goal is to win the game, and I know it is, trust me, if you could play good defense, bro, it's going to give your bat an extra chance to catch up. Kevin Pillar with the Blue Jays, center fielder, his first 2 times in the big leagues, hit under 200. Why do you think he got another opportunity? Because he's one of the best center fielders in the game, and they need defense in the big leagues. All right, so let's wrap this up. The batting average is a trap. Watch the pitcher every pitch he makes. Hunt speeds. Attack the inside part of the baseball. Breathe. Slow the game down. Be a good teammate. Be a good defender. Lift weights. Every other time you want to go hit this offseason, go lift weights. Get a new body. Because body strength is everything in baseball, man. You do not have to be 6'2". Trust me, but you better be strong. And I'm telling you right now, the two main things in this little talk that you better figure out is how you could play an I don't give a crap mode about me, because it's not about me. It's about me helping my team, and you play every single day like it's opening day. All right? I hope you enjoyed this, man. I hope it inspired you. Keep grinding. The bottom line, not everybody's going to be a big leaguer, but if you have any ability, you cannot tell me you can't get a college education out of this game. So if this thing makes you good, what we've just talked about, listen to it before every game, man. We give ourselves way too much credit to remember what we're taught. And guys, I did not come out of the womb with what I learned. Keep talking baseball. I promise you, if you say something smart, I'm going to give you credit once, then it's mine. We need to invest in our career. Go to qualityatbats.com. Right, get the same CD, DVD that A.J. Pollock, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Mark Trumbo, Ben Zobrist, Daniel Murphy, and the top colleges in the country have listened to. And I know that's some big-time name-dropping, but if you're serious about your game and wanting to be a big leaguer, go to my site and get that CD, DVD. And if you're really serious, make sure you go to QABacademy.com and get in my academy. We got over 100 videos and audios. We keep adding content every month. People are loving it. I also speak to travel ball organizations, colleges, high schools. Guarantee I could help your players improve their approach. And if you're big time serious, sign up for my mentoring program, right? I promise every word out of my mouth is going to help your kid be a big leaguer and a good person. So check out all my programs at qualityatbats.com. Let's have a great game today. Keep your mind right God bless you. See you later.